no TVs. There was nothing done. You just did the essentials with animals and that. There was no much work done. I mean, one time, my mother came for wire, and we was going to go there on holiday, and she was packing the stuff on the Sunday, and she discovered there was a button off something. So she would sew on this button, but we had to watch, there was nobody coming to see her.
Yes, we used to go to Sunday school, which was usually in St Margaret's, or occasionally at the Hill Hall. And a bus came and picked us up from the bottom of the drive at Robury.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way it was supposed to happen. And yes, sometimes we went, and sometimes we just hid the threepence or the sixpenny bit in the wall and bunked off. when we saw the Sunday school bus coming back to deliver, we went home because the family were none the wiser that we'd never been. When I was a youngster, the local bus operator, Mansie Spence, used to send a bus on a Sunday from St Margaret's Hope round the districts of Grimness and the East Side to pick up worshippers for St Peter's. If my family wasn't going, I would get on the bus myself, knowing it would be joined a little later on by my granddad, James Sinclair from Burston, who was an elder and also church treasurer. I would walk with him up to the church, where if the weather was reasonable, the elders would stand in a line along the wall, speaking not so much about religious matters as about the weather, the state of the crops, and the prices at the auction mart, and taking time to greet the parishioners as they arrived. The doors at both ends of the building were used in those days.
We'd go on bus to the to the Sunday school, go on to the cap. You would go to the cap first, and you'd have the first prayer and the first hymn and that, and then you would all file it and go on the bus to the Hill Hall. We used to go to the Hill Hall at the Sunday school when I was teaching the Sunday school. First time.
I think most folk would go to the kirk. It was even when for the South Parish would walk over the hill here and along the sand on a Sunday to go to them. Yeah, I had a brother and two sisters, and my folk to the church too, and we'd go to the church. The service was at 12, and then the Sunday school was just after that. The minister and the minister's wife and elders would take the Sunday school then. And when we get home, we got toffee, and it was really good.
I remember walking down over the heather because my little legs, you know, in the summertime the heather grows, it's hard going on heather, isn't it? Because you've got to lift your legs, and I always remember coming back because it was uphill, yeah. Obviously. You know, and I presume that you would just take a straight line, wouldn't you? So you would go from the Kirk Lakes up to Lake Caldhame, where below Caldhame almost, past where all those old ruins used to be, but they're not there anymore. There were four houses that one of them was my granny's when my mum was born. There were four houses and they were named after battles in the Crimean War.
When the minister would read bits of the Bible, and we got a pity text every week. And when it was bony, there'd be flowers and stuff on it. And there was always a Bible verse. And then the next Sunday, you had to head it up back to you and facing to the minister, and be able to see it.
Really slow to get this sweet open. It was like something like, I was like a fox's glassy and mint or something like that. It was something that would last a long time, keep you quiet. But you didn't rustle your sweet, and if you rustle your sweet, get a glower for your mother, you know, your dad, you just had to be so quiet. So it took you about 20 minutes to get this paper off the sweet.
They had favourites, and the as we was going out, we was all getting our toffee, and this one last came in, and it was the minister's wife. She said to her, "You can have two bits." So my sister was right behind her, and she had, so she took two as we. And we used to get a stamp if we was at the kirk, and then if you was perfect, you got a prize. So they had another favourite, and she was home the one Sunday she wasn't with, and I'd been every Sunday. But this Sunday that she wasn't there, they never stamped my book. So the next Sunday when I get back, it was the minister's wife, I don't know what her name was, she was just the minister's wife or Mrs. Steen or something. I says, "Old Steen never stamped my book." And that's just what everybody called him, was Old Steen. So then when at the end we got first equal.
Stories about the trousers. As I said before, I'm a bit of a rebel, and I was a brat when I was at that age, and I for some reason objected to wearing short trousers, which was the required dress for Sunday school. So I took like a pair of long trousers, probably corduroys, and hid them in the wood at the bottom of the drive. And then when we went down to wait for the bus, I would change my short trousers into my long trousers, and then we would get the bus and go to Sunday school. And this continued. Sometimes we went and sometimes we didn't. And at the end of summer or the year, whatever, it came to the time that there was the Sunday school prize giving, which I think was at St. Peter's. And obviously my grandmother and my aunt and my mother were there. And the Sunday school children were also present. And the minister, I assume it was the Reverend Picken, then had to announce the winner of the Sunday school prize. And there was a hushed silence in the church when it was announced that it was Sandy Dennison, because I think a few of them knew that I wasn't a very regular attender at Sunday school, unbeknown to my family. Anyway, I had to go up and collect my prize. I don't know what it was. I don't remember.
A book, I expect.
A book.
Usually was.
Yes. My mother and grandmother, of course, should have been proud at this moment, but I think they were horrified to see when I went up to collect my prize that I had on this pair of trousers that had been living in the wood at the bottom of the drive for most of the summer, and I don't think they were in great nick, certainly in need of a wash.